This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is Accelerating AI Data Center Security by Erich Grunwald and Asher Brass-Jurshevich of the Institute for AI Policy and Strategy. If you've been paying attention to the news, you've probably noticed something massive happening right now. A global construction boom in AI data centers. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars flowing into facilities that will house the compute clusters, powering tomorrow's frontier AI systems. OpenAI and its partners are planning to spend $500 billion, yes, trillion with a T, on something called the Stargate Project alone. Google's spending $85 billion in a single year. Meta is building a data center in Louisiana nearly the size of Manhattan. These facilities need to be secure, but here's the catch, they probably aren't. That's the central tension this report explores. AI data center construction is happening at an unprecedented pace, with capital spending by major AI companies up more than 40% between 2022 and 2024. But security is not keeping up. In fact, the authors, drawing on interviews with 21 experts in cybersecurity and hardware security, argue that none of the data centers currently under construction are on track to withstand attacks from the most capable nation-state adversaries. Think China and Russia. And that's a problem with geopolitical teeth. Let me back up and explain why we should care. Frontier AI systems are trained in massive specialized facilities containing hundreds of thousands of cutting-edge chips. Think NVIDIA's latest GPUs, all networked together. These systems cost hundreds of millions of dollars to develop. Once trained, the model weights, the learned parameters that make a system work, can be copied and deployed elsewhere. A stolen advanced AI model is essentially giving a competitor a shortcut that erases months or years of research and billions in compute spending. One executive put it bluntly, he spends almost half of my time thinking about protecting that one file. If an adversary steals frontier model weights, they bypass export controls. They no longer need to build their own capacity from scratch. They can just take yours, but the stakes go beyond intellectual property. These data centers are potential targets for sabotage. Imagine an advanced AI system powering critical military infrastructure or financial systems being quietly compromised, not to steal data, but to subtly corrupt outputs or inject backdoors that activate during a future conflict. That's the kind of asymmetric threat that keeps national security officials awake. So who's the threat? The report singles out China as the most capable and motivated adversary. The Chinese cyber apparatus is sophisticated and state-sponsored. Groups like Salt Typhoon infiltrated major American telecommunications networks in 2020 and maintained access for months, even years. They reportedly tapped the phones of U.S. officials. Another group, Volt Typhoon, has been embedded in critical American infrastructure since 2021. Russia runs similar operations. In 2019, Russian foreign intelligence used SolarWinds vulnerabilities to inject backdoors into thousands of networks, including U.S. government agencies and tech companies. These aren't hypothetical threats. They're documented, ongoing campaigns. The report uses a helpful framework to categorize threat actors by operational capacity. Operational capacity levels 1 through 3, criminal syndicates, terrorists, disgruntled insiders, are relatively manageable from a defense perspective. But operational capacity 4 and 5 actors, which include the world's most capable nation states, have access to zero-day exploits, advanced operational security, and sophisticated attack tradecraft. The report's blunt assessment: many data centers being built today are likely secure against OC3 threats. None are on track to be secure against OC4 or OC5 attackers. Why? Partly because AI infrastructure is relatively new territory from a security perspective. AI chips and hardware weren't designed with nation-state-level threats in mind. They were built for commercial performance, not military-grade resilience, and partly because there's a market failure at play. Companies don't bear the full societal cost when they get breached. A stolen AI model harms competitors and national security, but the stock price of the breached company often doesn't budge. The report notes that after the Salt Typhoon attack on telecom companies in October 2024, their stock prices either continued as normal or actually increased. No market penalty. So where are the vulnerabilities? The report identifies three neglected attacker techniques that deserve special attention. First, side-channel attacks. This is where an attacker measures physical emissions, electromagnetic radiation, power fluctuations, acoustic signals, to extract secrets like encryption keys. The problem is that modern AI hardware doesn't have public defenses against these attacks, and the designs are proprietary, making independent security research nearly impossible. An adversary with physical access to a data center could potentially exfiltrate sensitive data by measuring what the hardware is radiating. Second, hardware supply chain attacks. Many of the components that go into data centers are manufactured in China or pass through Chinese hands during assembly and shipping. An attacker could intercept components before they're installed and insert backdoors, custom field programmable gate arrays, malicious transceivers, or firmware implants. The NSA actually did this in 2010, intercepting equipment destined for Syria. If a nation-state can do it, so can others. The problem is systemic. Alternative supply chains for many critical components simply don't exist yet. Third, AI model weight exfiltration. If an attacker gains access to a data center, they want to steal those terabyte-scale model weights. They can do this in band, hidden in regular network traffic, out of band through management networks, or through covert channels using modified network equipment. The weights are huge, making covert exfiltration technically challenging, but not impossible. The silver lining is that unlike algorithms or ideas, which can be memorized and transmitted by humans, model weights are so large they can only realistically move through data. That makes them, paradoxically, more defensible than other forms of intellectual property. What should policymakers do? The report offers four recommendations, and they're worth taking seriously because the window to act is closing. Every month, more data centers break ground with insecure architectures baked in. Security is far cheaper to implement from the start than to retrofit later. Recommendation 1, develop an AI data center security standard. No such standard exists yet, which is wild given the stakes. A standard would let governments set procurement requirements, establish export conditions, and allow companies to signal their security posture to investors and insurers. The authors propose a phased approach, a baseline level incorporating current best practices, then levels sufficient for OC4 and OC5 threats as the technology matures. In the US, this could be led by the National Institute of Standards and Technology in collaboration with the Department of Defense, the National Security Agency, and industry partners. Recommendation 2, fund targeted research and development. Critical defensive technologies remain underfunded. Governments should establish dedicated programs, DARPA-style initiatives, to harden AI chips against side-channel attacks, secure hardware supply chains, and develop better defenses against model weight theft. The report suggests the Defense Department direct DARPA to create two new program manager positions with budgets on the order of $40 million annually, focused on AI hardware security and physical supply chain security. Additional mechanisms like small business innovation research grants and challenge prizes could accelerate the work. Recommendation 3, establish cyber incident reporting between AI companies and governments. Here's a striking example. In 2023, OpenAI experienced a breach where a hacker accessed internal discussions about its technology. OpenAI chose not to notify authorities because they judged the attacker to be acting alone, not a foreign government. But how would they really know? And even if it was just one attacker, the intelligence value to government authorities could be enormous. The report recommends that relevant AI companies be required to report incidents, near misses, and suspicious activity within 72 hours. This could happen through the Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act, or through voluntary frameworks supported by intelligence sharing. Recommendation 4. Map and shift supply chains away from China. The Department of Commerce should comprehensively identify which critical data center components are currently sourced from China, not just obvious things like servers, but security cameras, cooling systems, power infrastructure. Then the government should work to shift those supply chains to trusted allies or domestic production. This might require Defense Production Act authorities or CHIPS Act style incentives to jumpstart alternative suppliers, but the strategic value is clear. It reduces persistent supply chain vulnerabilities and China's leverage over Western AI development. The authors are clear-eyed about the stakes. Failing to act leaves Western companies exposed to theft of frontier models worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It allows adversaries to leapfrog export controls and catch up to or surpass Western capabilities. In a future crisis, compromised AI systems could be weaponized against military operations or critical infrastructure. The construction boom is real, the threats are real, and the time window to build security in from the beginning is closing now. This isn't speculative, it's infrastructure being deployed in real time. That's the summary. Thanks for listening.